Oh, I forgot to ask my guest. Well, I'm going to ask him on the air, Ryan French, who is the chief operating officer for the Tony Award-winning Children's Theater Company of Minneapolis, the flagship for multi-generational audiences in North America, is my guest and a former La Crosse resident. Ryan, welcome back to home.
Thank you so much. Thanks
Did
a lot.
you tell family and friends that you were going to be on with me this morning?
I did tell a few,
All
but
right.
I may hear from them after this too.
Well, I hope so. I hope they said, "Thanks for not embarrassing us, honey." You know, my dad would say that. "Thanks for not embarrassing me, buddy. I appreciate that very much." So tell me, when I got this email initially from your people, I thought, "Wow, this is really cool. You guys have some amazing programs coming up at the Children's Theater this year. How do you come about choosing what you'll put on stage?"
Yeah, well, we have an amazing creative team here at the Children's Theater. Our artistic director, Peter Brocious, is sort of wrapping up his 27 years at the helm here, and he programs amazing stuff every year. And we've got three more shows yet this year, and then an amazing season next year. But we do everything from producing our own shows from, you know, existing books or right by commissioning a playwright to bringing in things from out of town.
That's cool. And so from out of town, are those are the ideas that you get via email? "Hey, I heard you do plays like these. You should consider mine."
Yeah, absolutely. Or if we're out ourselves traveling around to some festival, either in the U.S. or even elsewhere in the world, we'll hear about a great, you know, group that has sort of a juggling circus feel, and we'll bring them in for something in the fall, something that we wouldn't produce ourselves.
So is that where you got the idea from, Moya's A Zip Zap Circus?
That's right. We heard amazing things about them and said, what a great way to open the season.
That's cool. And how important is it that what you bring to the stage at the Children's Theater Company is unique? Things that people, I mean, it's a play of some sort, one way or the other, a musical and otherwise, but it's different. You don't want to have the same kind of thing on your stage that others have on theirs, right?
You're right. I mean, we have our own take, our own impression of what makes something a CTC production. And even if it's something we're presenting, we want it to be unique, something that not everyone can see. And there is so much art and culture available in the Twin Cities and the Upper Midwest. And so there's enough for everybody to go around. And we like to carve out our own little niche here.
And so but every once in a while, do you just throw the audience a bone, so to speak, and get ready to present Disney's Frozen? Or Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. So you're right. We're actually ending next year's season with Frozen, and it'll be our own production. So a lot of people know the films, and some may have seen the Broadway show. This is going to be our interpretation of that. So it's going to have a little more of a CTC feel to it.
That's cool. And do you need special permission to do things like that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so we work closely with Disney and their licensing agency on this, but this will be a decidedly Children's Theater Company production.
That's awesome. I'm surprised, honestly, because Disney is generally so protective of their brand and so forth. You can't even put up a picture of Mickey Mouse without getting in trouble. Obviously, you have the ear of the right people with the Disney organization to be able to put on a Broadway musical that isn't the Disney that people have seen on stage or in the movies in the past.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we you'll still hear the familiar songs and everything, but we've worked with them enough that we have built a great relationship, and so we can do our interpretation of it. And you know, you mentioned How the Grinch Stole Christmas. That's actually a show that we originated back in 1994, working with the Grinch people, with the Seuss people, I should say. And so we are the originating theater for that production that some have seen across the nation. The version they see started here in Minneapolis.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Do those people who see it across the country realize that? I mean, is there some mention of it in the program or something that so you guys get credit for the show they're about to watch?
Hopefully there is. That's our hope.
I hope so. And here's one that I am completely unfamiliar with, Leonardo, a wonderful show about a terrible monster.
Yeah, so that is based on a children's book. We're bringing this group in. I don't know how many people know the children's author, Mo Willems. He's the one that wrote the stories about how the pigeon drove the bus and a few other books along that line. This is another one of his great stories. And what we like about this one is it's done by this group out of Chicago called Manual Cinema, and they do a really unique presentation where they use puppets and projections and live music and sound effects that you can watch. You can see all the activity happening, whether you're watching the actors or watching the projection. It's a really cool, just immersive experience.
That's awesome. I know that you take your show on the road around the globe as often as you're able. Has there ever been thought about bringing a children's theater company to La Crosse? We have a really nice stage, too. You might have been to the Weber Center.
You do have nice stages down there. I know some of them well, and we're slowing down a little bit of our touring, but we will always, we're looking at what could we do next and how can we get out there. So, I'll keep La Crosse on the short list. Of course,
I'm a little
biased.
Down the street. I could probably get you a deal on a hotel room if family doesn't want to make room for you. anybody that is interested in the performances that we've mentioned or what's coming up next year, how do they find that schedule, Ryan?
Yeah, well, everything, the easiest way is going online at childrenstheater.org. And like I said, we've got a few more shows yet this season. And so if you're interested in Alice in Wonderland, again, not quite the Disney version, our own version of that, that's got a couple weeks to go. We've got a preschool show called Babble Lab that is wholly originated by us. So if you've got real littles in the house, bring them up for that. And then on April 27th, the final show of the year, is that Tony Award-nominated A Year with Frog and Toad. So if you know your Frog and Toad books by Arnold Bobel, we created a musical of that back in the early 2000s that was actually nominated for 3 Tonys, including Best Musical. We're bringing it back.
That's so cool. I can practically hear parents and grandparents saying out loud, "Oh, man, I'm familiar with the... Oh, that's cool. We got to..." Because it's a road trip, it's an overnight, it's a weekend of fun that is highlighted with the Children's Theater Company performance on a Friday night or a Saturday night or a Sunday matinee when they can get out of town and go see a theater in the big city. Childrenstheater.org, that's the place to go?
That's correct.
Ryan, I hope your family and friends are happy with your performance here with me this morning. I appreciate it. I hope they'll answer the phone and say, "Good job, son. All right, good for you. I'm not embarrassed or anything." Former resident, Ryan French, thanks very much. You have a great rest of the season and next year, too.